Chapter 4 At the Jungle River. Presently, as Ken's eyes became accustomed to the change, the darkness gave place to pale moonlight. A crowd of chattering natives, with wide sombreros on their heads and blankets over their shoulders, moved round the little stone station. Visitors were rare in Vyas, as was manifested by the curiosity aroused by the boys and the pile of luggage. "Ask Pepe to find some kind of lodging for the night," said Ken to George. Pepe began to question the natives and soon was lost in the crowd. A while after, as Ken was making up his mind they might have to camp on the station platform, a queer, low bus drawn by six little mules creaked up. Pepe jumped off the seat beside the driver and began to stow the luggage away in the bus. Then the boys piled in behind and were soon bowling along a wide, moonlit road. The soft voices of natives greeted their passing. Vyas appeared to be about a mile from the station, and as they entered the village, Ken made out rows of thatched huts and here and there a more pretentious habitation of stone. At length, the driver halted before a rambling house, partly stone and partly thatch. There were no lights. In fact, Ken did not see a single light in the village. George told the boys to take what luggage each could carry and follow the guide. Inside the house, it was as dark as a dungeon. The boys bumped into things and fell over each other, trying to keep close to the barefooted and mysterious guide. Finally, they climbed to a kind of loft where the moonlight streamed in at the open sides.
"What do you think of this?" panted Hal, who had struggled with a heavy load of luggage.
Pepe and the guide went down to fetch up the remainder of the outfit. Ken thought it best to stand still until he knew just where he was. But Hal and George began moving about in the loft. It was very large and gloomy and seemed open, yet full of objects. Hal jostled.